All right, we're going to go ahead and call the Ventana Resort Village Public Infrastructure District to order. Today is November 14th, 2025. It is 1:05 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Steve, your chair, you want to start for us?
Steve Lasky, present.
Devin Anderson.
Stephanie Nast. Lauren Warburton with CLA.
This is Tweedam with CLA. So, hi, Lauren.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board first up, board meeting minutes from our August 8th board meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yeah, they
Did.
did.
Okay. Devin, could I get a motion then to approve?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Great. Thanks, Dev.
I second.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, I'll quit sharing. So next up, third quarter financials, and then we'll just roll into the 26 budget as well. So Twee.
Awesome. Thank you, Michael. Can I share my screen if possible?
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right. Hello, everyone. As stated earlier, my name is Tweedam, and I'm actually from the Denver, Colorado office. Lauren, who is also on the call, she's newer to our CLA team, but she sits in Salt Lake City, and we're covering for Shelby Clymer today as she's out of the office. So there are two things that we're going over today. First, we have your September 30th, 2025 financial statements. Can you see my screen okay, or do I need to make it bigger?
That
It's
looks
fine.
great. See?
Looks good. All right. So we have the balance sheet here for the governmental funds through September 30th for the current year. So we have, as you can see, we have three funds: the general debt service and capital projects. The pretty much all of your asset, the cash, the bank accounts are sitting at UMB with the majority under the debt service fund, consisting of your bond fund and surplus fund. And then you have a smaller account there in a project fund. Under liabilities, you have a little bit of accounts payable. So this amount represents expenses incurred for September or prior that didn't get paid until October or after. So we have a little bit of accounts payable there. Pretty straightforward and healthy balance sheet. Any questions?
No.
Thank you. So moving on, now we have the individual funds. So starting off with your general fund, the format here, hopefully you're familiar with, we have the original annual budget. This is for the entire year 2025, and the actual will represent the actual revenue expenses incurred through the date of the financial statement. So in this case, it's September 30th, and then the variance will be the column there to the right. So it looks like we had 51,000 of total expenditures budgeted for the year, and we've incurred about 21, 22% through September. So we anticipate probably more. Looks like there's more legal costs to be recorded incurred through the end of the year, as well as accounting. Insurance, 3,500 has been paid for the year. And it looks like instead of developer advance as budgeted, the funds have been transferred from the capital project fund as needed to fund these O&M costs. Moving on to your debt service fund. So this is the restricted fund that you have for your debt service. So a similar format here, we have your budget, your actual through 930 and variance. Looks like interest income is coming higher than budgeted there at 92,000 roughly through the end of your third quarter. It looks like there was a bond interest payment that was made prior to September 30th in the amount of 247,500. And when we can look at this, when we look at the 2026 budget, but it looks like you'll need a budget amendment since we didn't budget for this bond interest payment and it occurred during the year. So you will need a budget amendment next at your budget hearing.
Okay.
We started the fund balance with 3 million beginning of the year, and as of the end of Q3, you're sitting at roughly 2.9 million, your ending fund balance. And if you recall, the majority of these are at UMB, consisting of your surplus and your bond fund that you saw on the balance sheet earlier. Okay. The last one that you have here in the financials, capital projects fund. So a similar trend, you have interest income here well over the annual budget, so 149,000 roughly through the end of third quarter, and it looks like capital outlay roughly 6.7 million has been recorded through the end of third quarter. And the transfer to other fund here, the 8,500 roughly, represent what I discussed earlier, transfer to the general fund for the payment of operating expenses. So the fund here, if you look at the bottom, we started the year this year with 6.7 million, and at Q3 of this year, we're sitting at 172,000 roughly for ending fund balance. Okay. The rest of the pages here for the financial document just really are standard disclosure, selected information, and significant assumptions for the 2025 budget as required to be attached to your financial statements. And very last page here, we have the amortization schedule for your outstanding bonds, series 2024. So from here, you can see the month or the annual payment here. From 2025, this current year, through maturity, which is 2054. So there's that 247,500 that was made, already reflected in your financials. All right. That's all I have, unless there are any questions or comments on your Q3 financials.
Nope, good job, Steve, at spending down the project fund for sure.
Yeah, we're still going. We've
Good.
got another probably 3 million more than that in the ground now.
Nice. Good job. All right, board. What I need then would be a motion to accept the financial statements as presented.
Make a motion to accept the financial statements as presented.
Thanks, Steph.
I second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, on to the 26 tentative.
Great. Thank you, everyone. So here we have your draft, your first draft of the 2026 budget. And my understanding, this is your first review, and the budget, if any updates, will be brought back to your next meeting, which is your budget hearing. So from there, the board can finalize and adopt the budget, and if any 2025 budget amendments if needed at that time. So this is just a review. First here, so we have so the format here, you see there's five columns. So the we are required at a government entity, we have to disclose 3 years worth of data. So if you're looking at the 2026 or budget year, we have to also show 2025 as well as 2024. So that's why you see starting here from the left, we have your actual 2024. So these are your final year-end numbers from last year. And then the current years within the middle three columns, starting with the original budget. So at this time, or yeah, this time last year, the board adopted your 2025 budget, and the actuals, the middle column there represent the financials, the actuals number that we just went through earlier. Based on that, we come up with the estimated 2025, and then the budget 2026 is the far right column there that the board's looking at. So I'll skip the summary page since it has all the funds combined. We do have the specific individual fund listed in the following pages. So here is your general fund. So you saw the budget 2025 in the actuals through 9/30 from your financials earlier. So really the focus is your estimated 2025 and budget 2026. So the far right, the two columns to the far right. So it looks like we do need the to amend this budget. excuse me, due to, there might be other costs that will come up based on the estimated amount. So it looks like you will need a budget amendment. I'll highlight it. The original budget, you need 51,000, and then it'll be a little over 52 based on the current estimate for the year. And
Gotcha.
then budget for next year, looks like your operating expenditure remain consistent here with the current year, so 52,000. Looks like some of that is going to be transferred from the capital project fund, and then the plug will be developer advance. So the ending fund balance is zero. Pretty straightforward general fund. Here's your debt service fund. And so we ended last year, 2024, with 3 million in the ending fund balance and started that for the year. And it looks like there are some 2025 certified taxes, roughly 10,000, and that we presented those to be available in 2026, as that's the year they will apply to based on when they will be received. So it looks like that's, you guys are familiar with that arrangement there in Utah. And then the interest income right here, you see it's a little higher based on the year to date through 9/30, and then drops down a little bit next year. And that's due to the usage of your ending fund balance, as well as the anticipation of declining interest rate in the future, hopefully not significant. So with your debt service fund, the anticipated ending fund balance for this year is roughly 2.9 million. Then we start that next year together with the interest income and the 10,000 in property taxes. It looks like we'll have roughly 3 million. The bond payment, 660,000, as shown on your amortization schedule earlier, this is a fixed annual payment, and then 4,000 here for your trustee fee. So with all of that, and then also a transfer, it looks like there's a transfer to the general fund here, 6,096. So your ending fund balance will be roughly 2.3 million by the end of next year for your debt service fund.
Gotcha.
Any questions, comments?
Nope.
All right. Your capital projects fund. So it looks like we have here, so you can see the as of 9/30, right? We have 172,000 in your ending fund balances. And there probably will be a little bit more, it looks like, to zero out the ending fund balance. And Steve, you mentioned another 3 million. Is that for next year?
It's money we're putting in right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, above and beyond the bonds.
Okay. So we'll just record it. If those are additional capital outlays, it would be capital outlays and developer advance if the district was gonna record that, right? I can convey the message to Shelby, and then she will see how.
Yeah, I don't think it'll need to go into the budget through the district. I think what Steve's doing is they're just, as the development company, putting that in. Now,
Okay.
Steve, between now and the end of the year, are you going to be able to spend that 172?
Yes.
Okay. We'll just do a requisition then when you have enough invoices and we can zero that out then.
That's great, because if you zero that out, that means you get no more bond proceeds. So then there's no activity here next year for your 2026 budget for the capital project fund. Okay. So that is your last fund, and the rest of these pages are your budget assumptions. So similar as prior years here, we do have some information on your debt. And then again, very last page, you see the similar schedule as you saw in the financials. This schedule shows the annual payments from 2026, which is your budget year, through 2054. All right, that's all I have.
All right. So you guys good with the budget?
Yes.
Okay. So what I need then is a motion to approve the tentative budget, and then we're going to set a public hearing date on our next scheduled meeting is December 12th. So motion would be to approve the tentative budget, set the public hearing date for December 12th, and that will include 26's budget and the budget amendment for 25.
I make a motion to accept the tentative. Maybe one more time, sorry.
So we're just going to approve the 26 tentative budget, set the public hearing date for December 12th, and have a public hearing on the amended 25 budget.
I make a motion to accept the tentative 26 budget, set our hearing date for December 12th for to accept the b budget for 26 and the amendment for 25.
Perfect, Steve.
That was great, Steve.
I second that.
Thanks, Devin. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. That's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us? No.
Don't think so.
So, Steve, I need to get back that quarterly report, the development update. So, if
Yes.
you could work on that, that would be great, and I can get it filed. So, and
Yes,
then.
it's my fault. He's yelled at me for 2 days about putting time on the calendar. So
All
I will get
right,
that done and
Steph.
over to
And
you.
just remember, I need probably two pictures, site pictures.
Okay.
So I don't care what they look like. I just need to have
Oh,
a
cool. You'll
couple.
see buildings in construction. You'll see paving down in places. So, yeah, it'll be a good picture.
Good, good. I love it. All right. If there's nothing else, take a motion to adjourn.
Make
Make a
them.
motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Seth.
I second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay,
Thanks,
good to see
everyone.
you.